This is Taking Care in Business, a podcast that showcases organizations and people who aren't only concerned about profits. Host Vicki Bolson is the founder and CEO of Bolson Group, a unified marketing company located in Indianapolis. Bolson Group was the first B Corp certified company in Indiana, but Vicki understands that you don't have to be certified in corporate social responsibility in order to use business as a force for good. Join Vicki as she talks about why it is always worthwhile to take care in business.
Hey, Lacey, how you doing today?
Good. I'm very happy because I don't work on Fridays, so it's technically my weekend now.
That's great. Well, I've had the giggles the whole time I've been researching our next guest because I kept remembering something that my dad and my grandfather said. They would say, blank, something you can't live with and you can't live without. What do you think I'm talking about? Long pause. I know, it could go either way, right? Insurance. My parents, oh my gosh. You know, we have to have it, but it's, you know, you need it when you need it, right? And so I love this company because I had no idea it existed and until I did. And it is a digital insurance company and a B Corp that is built on AI and social impact. And when I heard that, I was like, what? So I went in totally just, I mean, I have read so much about this company. I mean, they are so cool. They offer renters, homeowners, pet, car, and life insurance. And they, you know, they say they're rebuilding insurance from the ground up and with a model that's built on social impact, changing the way the industry operates. And then this is my favorite, making insurance fast, simple, and delightful. Now, who doesn't want their insurance to be delightful? I mean, seriously. So I am super jazzed. We're talking to Nina Rausch today. She's the head of their social impact, and she's coming to us from how did she say it? Hi, Nina. Say it how you said it to me when we said hello.
From Tel Aviv.
Yes, from Tel Aviv. I told her, I always thought it was Tel Aviv. So she said either one is okay. So. But how cool, and thank you for joining us. I mean, what time is it there?
It's just gone 9 p.m. So it's also our weekend because we don't work Fridays either. So.
Well, before we dig into Lemonade, I want to talk a little bit about Nina, how you, I mean, so interesting that you're in Tel Aviv and did I say it right? And you look rather young. maybe you just look good for your age, but here you are in this like super, super cool job, right? How did you get interested in corporate social responsibility and then end up with Lemonade?
It's such a good question. And I think to your point that you started with, not only how did I end up in, you know, corporate social responsibility and social impact, but more than that, how does anyone end up in insurance? I think as like a young millennial, you don't necessarily anticipate that that's going to be your trajectory. But for me, as soon as I found Lemonade, it was the perfect fit. I had been working in the nonprofit space. My background is nonprofits. I founded a charity when I was 16 in memory of my late mother to spread awareness of breast cancer. And so that was kind of my entry into the nonprofit space. And after I graduated university, I was working for a global water organization and I really wanted a change in pace. And I Googled all the B Corps that existed in Tel Aviv, which is where I was living. And there were only three at the time. And the one that really spoke to me the most was Lemonade. And that's how I found my role. It just seemed like this company that managed to perfectly fuse social impact, social good, and also authenticity, which I think gets lost a lot nowadays. A lot of companies, you think they're doing good, but you're not really sure how genuine it is. But with Lemonade, even from my first scroll through the website, it was just obvious to me that this was something that they really truly cared about.
Okay, I want to talk about that, but I want to just sort of segue for a second and tell you, I'm sorry about your mother. I too lost my mother to breast cancer, and I was 16. But to start a whole charity, you know, it really, the whole give back was really in you from a young age. That's really exemplary. And so you were looking specifically for a B Corps, which I think is so interesting. How had you heard about B Corps?
Well, I was doing some research into what it meant to be a corporate, because I knew that I wanted to transition out of the nonprofit into the for-profit space, but didn't want to completely leave, you know, that passion for doing good and that impact behind. So I found this model, which is the B Corp, which means that they're legally committed to different bottom lines from your traditional company. So you need to make sure that you strive with, you know, to align yourselves with environmental standards, sustainability standards, ethical standards. And yeah, I came across this model B Corp, and then from there, it just kind of spiraled and I found companies that have signed up. I think there's currently around 4,000 B Corps in the US and globally. And Lemonade has been a B Corp from the very beginning. So it seems like they just managed to make sure that from the second that they were founded, they were on the right track.
Oh, wow. So I saw that you became a B Corp in 2018. So that was also the launch of the company.
We became a B Corp in around 2016.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. And that's when the company launched too. So it's just been in business like 5 years.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so interesting. And you're also a benefit corporation.
Exactly. So across the board, we're making sure that we're committed to our impact. You know, we have no leeway here. We're legally committed to it. And it makes us very clear about what our mission is.
Yes, my company, an advertising and PR agency, is a B Corp. We were the first in Indiana, and it's like my own little community, you know, of people to talk with. It's like my little board of directors, and it definitely keeps me on my toes and accountable. So I understand what you're saying, and thanks for that refresher for our listeners. So, okay. As a whole, like, I know Lemonade does this give back program. Can you explain how that works so that anybody like myself, who is going to be, as soon as my daughter's car gets fixed because I hit it with my car, I'm switching to Lemonade. But I don't want to switch in the middle of a repair because I'm afraid it'll go awry. But I cannot wait for the moment that I can get Lemonade insurance. So walk me through what's going to happen when I sign up for Lemonade insurance.
Definitely. I'll walk you through the give back model. And then actually we have something that's unique to car. And since you brought up car, I'll touch on that as well, because I'm personally very excited about it. It's a new initiative. So the give back model as a whole is basically changing the way that we do insurance. So insurance works by pooling small amounts of money, so that's your premiums, from a large group of people to pay for those who've suffered losses, which are the claims. But it's impossible to predict every year how much money is needed to cover these losses. And sometimes the amounts that people are asked to pay are higher than what's needed some years. So there might be money left over at the end of the year. Most insurance companies keep that money as profit. We decided we didn't want to do that. We'd rather create the Lemonade Give Back, which is where we donate these leftover dollars to our nonprofit partners. And so Give Back has created something completely new. We have these third partners, party to, you know, the insurance process. It's not just the policyholder and the insurer. We also have nonprofits that are part of the cycle. And that's just really rebuilding trust in the industry, brings out the best behavior in everyone, and, you know, it gives you something to be passionate about when you're dealing with your insurance, which I think is a pretty rare phenomenon. I'm not sure a lot of people feel excited about their insurance, but when you get to the end of the Lemonade flow, suddenly you're reminded of where these leftover dollars will go, and you have a whole drop-down list of nonprofits to select from, and you can find one that you really connect to.
Yes. Did Lemonade become the name of the company because of the whole, like, making lemons out of, or lemonade out of lemons?
It's a good question. I think that's part of it. It's, you know, it's supposed to be delightful, fresh, fun. You know, when you think of lemonade, it's enticing. And when you think of insurance, it's probably the opposite. So how can we find that balance? And I give back is a big part of that.
I love the name too. I thought of that, you know, sort of phrase when I saw the name of the company. So yeah, I want to hear about this auto thing too, because I read about it and this is super cool. You're going to talk about the environmental kind of give back or policy, correct?
Exactly. So in November 2021, we launched our car insurance. And I think the challenge of being a B Corp and being a socially impactful company is that every time you bring about a new product, you need to think about the environmental implications, you know, what it means to continue on your path of being an ethical company as you expand your product line. And there's an obvious issue with car is that cars are not good for the environment. But like you said about insurance, like your dad and your grandfather said, at this stage in our lives, we're not really living without cars. So we knew that it was something that people were going to have to do. So how can we make it better? So we decided to build our product with the environment in mind, and in effort to fight global warming and climate change, our initiative is that as you drive, we're actually planting trees based on how much your CO2 you're emitting. So we're trying to offset these emissions via our partnership with One Tree Planted, which is a tree planting nonprofit. And as you're driving, we'll be calculating how much we need to be planting in order to make that balance happen. So it's really exciting, and it also gets us closer to net zero 30. So as you know, as also, you know, being part of the B Corp community, they have a coalition of companies that have pledged to achieve net zero emissions by 2030. And so we want to be part of that. And obviously, you know, Lemonade Car is a big aspect of that. So doing this partnership with One Tree Planted makes sure that we're getting closer to achieving net zero emissions.
Yeah, well, I mean, it makes sense. Insurance is supposed to protect consumers from catastrophic situations. And I mean, I believe that climate change is pretty catastrophic. So I just feel like this is what every insurance company should be doing.
I completely agree.
And not profiting, putting people and the planet over the profits by taking that overage, you know, it's makes total sense to me. You know, if you can. Now I know too that you're focused on, and this is a tricky one, and I want to really hear how you guys deal with this, taking public stands on issues. You know, we're a PR firm, so we get asked a lot about, like, what's going to happen, the pros and cons if we take a stand on a social issue. I think I found some information that not just climate change, but gun safety, LGBTQ+ rights, those were two others I saw that you guys kind of take a stand on. How is that being perceived by your employees, your customers?
I think it's being perceived really well. And I think that makes sense, because taking these stances, it's not only reflecting what we care for as a company, but what we know our employees and our consumers care about. So every time we think about the next step that we're going to take or the next public stand, we're also thinking, is this going to resonate with our employees and our consumers? So a fun fact is that in 2018, we became the first US insurer to publicly committing to not investing in coal and other fossil fuels. So we published a statement, we committed it to our policyholders, employees, stakeholders, and we also tried to, you know, generate support from other insurance companies with a nonprofit called Insure Our Future. And I think we felt confident in doing that as an environmentally friendly, you know, B Corp and insurance company, but we also knew our employees and our consumers cared about it. And the same goes, you know, we joined the UN's LGBTQ+ Standards for Business. We were one of their early signatures in 2019. And this is something that's key to our employee base. And we knew that, and we wanted to make sure that we were standing with this community wherever we could. And the same goes with DEI efforts. You know, it's really baked directly into our product. And these organizations are a priority for the Lemonade Give Back. In the past 2 years, I think we've donated around $200,000 in the past 3 years to the ACLU's Racial Justice Project, and we're really making sure that we're making this a priority wherever we can. And I think, you know, I can say pretty confidently that it's not just an internal decision, but we know that that's what everybody who's involved with Lemonade cares about.
Yeah. So I would imagine those are part of some of the give back program, you know, the consumer, you know, from what I understand, they say which impact groups they're interested in. So I assume they're part of that, as well as just your company's concerning mm-hmm. issues. So how many organizations are touched by the Give Back program?
Wow, it's constantly growing, especially as we expand into new countries. But I think we're currently working with around 100 nonprofit organizations throughout the US, the Netherlands, Germany, and France, and we're continually expanding this list. We work with Feeding America, New Story, Pencils for Promise, Charity Water, the Humane Society, the ACLU, like I mentioned, 350.org, which is the largest grassroots environmental organization. So we really make sure that we target as many sectors as possible. I want, you know, I always say this about the give back. I think that it reflects our inner value system. It's almost like our spine. Like you said, it's what we stand for.
I love that.
Yeah. And in order for that to be true, we need to, you know, support as many causes as we can. That's what the Give Back was built to do. So yeah, I always try and make sure that we are continually updating and growing our list of charities.
Awesome, awesome. You mentioned your commitment to net zero. Is Lemonade carbon neutral?
We're working on it at the moment. We've recently partnered with Earthly, which is an organization that does a deep dive into your emissions. And also we're recertifying as a B Corp this year, which...
Oh, I know. I've had to do it 3 times now. Good luck to you. No, it's actually delightful, to use your word, because you can review how you've done. And you can see where you can continue to improve. So, but it is work.
It's a lot of work. And so in answer to your question, you know, we're currently looking at the data on our energy usage, our carbon footprint, our waste management, our water usage. So we're definitely on track to being carbon neutral. And it's a goal of mine that I'd love for us to achieve within the coming years. And actually, our partnership with Earthly is really helping us with that.
Yeah, that's super cool. I can't imagine. How many employees does Lemonade have?
And we're around 1400. So the first time I did the recertification, we were probably a third of that. It was a very different company.
Oh, totally different. Yeah. Yeah.
I've got a lot of scripts.
Because to go carbon neutral, like you, and are you working from home? A lot of you in different places?
Working from home, and you know, we're pretty digitalized, but it's a big task.
Yes, it makes it trickier because you're not all going to become a company that's carbon neutral. You could have looked at just the footprint at the office.
Yeah.
But then when you're at home, it becomes more difficult because people are working from all over. And so they have different information that goes into figuring it out. So I do not envy you. I hope you like Excel spreadsheets, or that the company Earthly, maybe they had to interview all my employees to figure out our carbon footprint. Are they doing that with your 14?
Yeah, it's a real deep dive. We're starting with the goal of being a climate positive workforce. And then I think we'll look at supply chains, which we have to do for B Corp anyways. So I have a lot of Excel spreadsheets going on right now. I don't like them, but they exist.
I like them when other people put them together for me. Let's do it that way. Oh gosh. Well, I just really applaud Lemonade. I mean, what a fascinating company. I mean, I honestly feel like out of everybody we've, you know, I've interviewed a lot of B Corps on the podcast, and but I think just everything that you're doing is so, it just is so authentic, and it is everything that, gosh, if we could just all aspire to do all these things. I guess the one area we haven't touched on is how your team, what are your work-life benefits or your, you know, that like, you know, for you as employees of Lemonade?
It's actually a good day to be asking because they've just announced that we're having an extra 3 days off next week. Just out of the blue, everyone's super excited. Slack was going a little bit crazy. So they really do care about their employees, and I really feel protected and kind of looked after. And that's something that B Corp covers. It makes sure that you have to watch out for your employees and think of them as stakeholders in the company. So we have a lot of employee benefits, there's a lot of career development workshops. We've actually started working with Deed, which is like an employee fundraising and giving platform to help our employees engage with social impact and kind of make them feel connected to an internal give back as well. And Deed has really transformed a lot of benefits for our company because I feel that employees have an outlet now to tap into giving back and to the nonprofit space internally. And I'm really excited about the projects that they've put on. We recently did a day for MLK Day. We had a giving circle around 150 participants, and they raised over $1,000 for charities of their choice. So it really makes sure that people feel, you know, united by this idea of giving back.
Yeah, that's so cool. So he just like, it was it a, it's a he, I don't want to say if it's, your CEO?
It is, yes.
Okay, he said today, 3 extra days off to everybody?
Yeah, next week, just completely out of the blue.
Wow, that's so cool. So now everybody can go on a spontaneous little getaway or just go to bed for a long weekend or something.
Yeah, everyone's like asking for Netflix recommendations.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's super cool. I love that. I love that. Yeah, I think striving to always see what other companies are doing. I haven't told everybody they can have 3 extra days off, but I will sometimes say, hey, everybody, you know, especially on like a long weekend, you know, like if there's going to be a Monday holiday, I'll say, hey, everybody, close up early, you know, take off and get on the road or whatever. But wow, for 1,400 people to take 3 extra days, that's pretty generous. So. Yeah.
I think it's also nowadays, you know, we're living through a pandemic and there's so many extra sensitivities that are attached to that. And people's mental health have, you know, really been suffering. And as employers and even for our policyholders, we have to acknowledge that. Like we do a lot of support for mental health charities via our give back. And I think even, you know, the acknowledgement of 3 extra days for people to unwind in this, you know, period of stress is just so important.
Yeah, no, that's... it's true. It's just so daunting and taxing on everyone. I was telling somebody the other day, I feel like every time I'm deciding if I should go somewhere or engage in a social event, that it's like a military move. Like, should I, you know, who have you been around? And I just, but you know, it sounds like your company and your leadership is looking at it in a way that is, okay, what good can we take out of this? Which is how I always look at challenging times. Like, what did I learn from this? What can I take out of it that's good? And to be able to be aware and empathetic to all 1,400 of your employees. And to, it sounds to me like maybe he wanted to take 3 days off and he was like, you know what? I bet everybody does. And that's just so thoughtful, you know, I love that. Okay, well, Nina, I know that as soon as my daughter's car gets fixed, or at least I know that it's all handled, I am switching to Lemonade. And then when I do, I'm going to let everybody know, I'm going to write about it. So for others that are in my position who want to switch to Lemonade, and know that if they're going to have insurance, then they might as well be doing it with a company as awesome as yours. Let our listeners know how they can find you.
Definitely. You can just Google us, find our website, Lemonade, and you know, we're the first ones that will come up, and sign up and let me know what give back causes you choose. And I'm always receiving emails of suggestions from customers and policyholders of charities that they really care about. So if you do end up getting a policy, and you see it, you don't see a charity that you connect with, you can just email me and we will look into adding them to their give back. So it's constantly evolving and it's a really interactive giving back process.
Okay. And that's Lemonade, just like the drink, not Lemon AID. which when just I like, heard it, I thought maybe it was that. So, but it's Lemon A-D-E.
Yeah.
And you lemon know what else A-D-E. I just thought of? I just thought of, you know when they say a car is a lemon?
I haven't heard
lemonade. Yes. Have you ever heard that? Like, Lacey, your car recently was kind of acting like a lemon. So to have lemonade insurance, like I, you know, okay. I guess I'm just thinking all kinds of weird things right now. I'm still thinking about how you got the name. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Nina. I know it's late there, so go take a bath or something and enjoy your evening.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. This was great.
Thank you for joining us today on Taking Care in Business. Don't forget to subscribe, follow, or download Taking Care in Business wherever you get your podcasts. Or you can always follow along with us by subscribing at takingcareinbusiness.com. We are on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Taking Care in Biz. That's Taking Care in Biz, B-I-Z. If you have questions or comments, you can also email us at info@takingcareinbusiness.com. We'd love to hear from you, and thank you for joining us today. And until next time, take care in business. Yeah.